knowing that she was not under observation, for there was no one else in the chamber, and her own security team swept the location prior to every one of her frequent visits. She reached out and put a hand on his chest, on the fur above the blanket's hem. She felt the slow, shallow rise and fall of his breath.
"I'm going to stay the course, Nick. I'm going to crush the ones who pursue power. Leaders of the slave rebellions, who simply want to rule where others ruled before. Politicians who look on good men and women as nothing but meat standing in their way, or as disposable assets. Jedi, with their lawless arrogance. I'll crush them, and you'll come back to me. And together we'll figure out how to crush them for good. How to make them pay for their self-interest. Self-indulgence."
There was a single rap at the chamber door. The signal from one of her security detail that someone was coming. Someone they weren't supposed to intercept. Dalla jerked her hand back. She was standing, posture perfect, demeanor icy, when the door lifted and Desha Lore entered. A female Twi'lek, green-skinned with darker stripes on her headtails, she wore a blue gown that set off her skin color attractively. One of her brain tails, or Leku, was wrapped around her neck, the other hung free down her back. She bowed to Dalla.
"My apologies, Admiral. What is it?"
Dalla didn't try to keep the curtness out of her tone.
"Dust Dancer has entered the system. Wynn will be here within a half an hour by shuttle."
Dalla moved to and then past the Twi'lek, allowing her speed and decisiveness to suggest that she had already put Nekboa 2 from her mind. The door reopened for her and she swept out. She did not need to look. She could hear Desha's rapid steps as the Twi'lek tried to catch up to her, to keep up with Dalla's longer stride. Once Desha had drawn up alongside, Dalla spared her a glance.
"Bring his shuttle to the Senate building. I'll debrief him personally."
"Yes, Admiral."
Jedi Temple.
A crisis, Leia noted, far from the first time, cut through barriers of rank and social status like nothing else could. The conference chamber, deep within the Jedi Temple, was packed with Jedi who seldom interacted in these numbers on the basis of equals. But here, anyone might throw out an idea that could save lives. Thousands of lives. Millions of lives. She sat in a high-backed gliding chair next to her daughter, Jaina, who brushed a lock of chestnut hair behind her ear and spared her mother a smile. Leia patted her hand and turned to listen, to ease into the flow of conversation and information. Master Corrin Horn, standing in front of his own chair, his green Jedi robes somewhat rumpled from his having occupied them for too many hours, was talking.
"Telemetry indicates that it entered planetary atmosphere 5 minutes ago. It is on an approach path toward the government district, perhaps the Senate building."
He glanced at a junior Jedi Knight, a dark-skinned human male who appeared to be monitoring matters on a datapad. The Jedi Knight returned his look and nodded confirmation of what Corrin had just said.